Thank you so much. Let me appreciate our pastors. All right. 2 years ago, if I was told I would ever be standing in front of great people and talking about the word of God, I would probably laugh at the person that told me that, because it was something I was always running away from. But it seems God always pushes you to things that you're running away from. Okay, so today we'll be talking about how to retain the word of God. Yes. You know, the devil has a way of stealing the word of God away from our hearts after hearing it, because he doesn't want us to use it, right? All right, so we'll be reading a Bible verse, Luke 11, verse 28. Please help us. All right, can we read together? Want to go. But it said, more than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. So, we are blessed, right? Because we always hear the word of God. And we look forward to always keeping it, right? But the devil doesn't want us to keep it, isn't that right? All right. So typically, the devil is very good at stealing things from us. So he has a way of taking away the word of God from our heart after hearing it. And the reason why he does that, the reason why he does these things is because he doesn't want you to implement those words, those teachings into your life. And why is that? Does anybody know why? So, okay. So because he knows that if you implement those things into your life, you'll become a better person. You become aware of your identity. You become aware of the authority you have. And once you become aware of that authority, you'll be in trouble because you know how to use it, right? Yeah, so he doesn't want you to be aware of that. That's why he always tries his best to take away the word of God whenever you finish hearing it. Even while you are hearing it, he finds distraction to bring to your mind just to make sure you are not focused on the word. So he knows you become aware of your identity in Christ and the authority that Christ has given to you to fight against him. So he brings different distractions our way just to get our mind off the things of God and start focusing on the things of this life. That's actually what he's very focused on. So how many of us here has this happened to before? I want to ask a question. When you go to church and you hear a sermon or a message during the service, it was a great service. The teaching was amazing. The teacher was good and you enjoyed it and you were rejoicing during the service. And at that point, you're already making different decisions in your hearts of things you are going to stop and things you are going to start doing. But then when you leave church and somebody asks you of the topic, you've forgotten. How many of us? Yeah. So at that point, when you were making those decisions, obviously the devil heard it. The devil heard everything you were saying. And he was just looking at you like, eh. So you think I will allow you to do all these things you are planning, Abi? Don't worry, I have a plan for you. So then he goes and starts bringing different things our way, just to make you forget the word you have heard. And he brings distractions and different things our way. And the distraction can come in different ways, eventually. So it can come through our imaginations, our thoughts, our desires, the things we are lusting after, and the issues of life, majorly. Then he uses different strategies just so you can get distracted from hearing the word of God or from implementing it into areas of your life where it is needed. So we have to be at alert. Can we read a Bible verse? Proverbs 4, verse 23. All right. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. So when the devil comes with his strategy, you have to constantly remind yourself to stay focused, most especially when you are in church and you are listening to a sermon. Obviously, he always brings different thoughts into our head. He tries to distract you with different things, majorly different things, but you just keep you just need to keep fighting it and keep telling him to leave you, keep telling him to leave you, keep telling him to leave you, and just try to focus your heart and your mind on the word of God and on the sermon, on the preacher. And obviously you have to keep asking the Holy Spirit to help you, because you obviously can't do it on your own, right? And most times he does not even wait for you to finish the service before he attacks you. During the service, like I said before, he will be bringing different imaginations to your head, different thoughts, just to distract you, just to get your mind away from the world and just to prevent you from receiving something during that service. So if he sees that you were able to overcome all of this during the service, then he would wait for you to finish the service and then try to bring trials your way. So his primary goal is to steal away your joy. Can we read them? Matthew 13, verse 20 to 21. His primary goal is to take our joy away. Can we say the devil will not take our joy away? Can we be more positive about that? Yeah. All right, can we read this together? Okay, 21. All right. So I'm sure we are all very, very familiar with this Bible verse, right? Our pastors have taught us about this Bible verse so many times. So, like I said before, the purpose of the devil is to take your joy away. And when he sees that during the service, you are listening to a sermon and you are really, really getting what is being taught and your heart is focused on it and you are joyful about it, he will just probably leave you. If he tries to, you know, get your mind off it for a while and it's not happening, he'll just probably leave you and then probably just wait for some other way to attack you. And that's when he brings trials, tribulations of life, just to see how you would react. What this Bible said, probably when they received the word, they were happy, they rejoiced, right? They were all excited about it. But then when tribulations came and persecutions arises because of the word, immediately they stumbled, right? Yeah, so his major concern is just to take away our joy. So imagine, okay, I want to ask a question. Is it a question? Okay, let's just go. So imagine you heard a message on victory is yours. It's a message, victory is yours. You have won. And you were happy and you received it. You proclaimed it that victory is yours, that you are victorious in everything you do, that you are victorious in all of your ways, right? You are very, very happy about that service. You had conviction. Probably there were things you were facing, but that service made you realize that, no, I have won a lot of battles and the victory is mine. Then the devil will now remind you. Okay, first I want us to read a Bible verse. 2 Timothy 4 verse 2. We're not going to read everything. I just want to pick something from that verse. TPT, please. All right. Proclaim the word of God and stand upon it no matter what. That's just what I want to pick from there. So, there's something I want to compare this Bible verse to. Is it compare? I don't know the word. Then the devil will now come and remind you of your jam results. Let's just use that as an instance. He will now come and remind you of your jam results. Now imagine you got maybe 105 in jam. That's funny, right? Now imagine you got 105 in jam. Then the devil would not be like, remember you got 105 in jam. Are you sure that you cannot try? Are you sure that this message is for you? Are you sure that victory is really yours? And you are going to write why very soon. Remember there is math there. Remember there is chemistry and physics. Are you not sure you not go to a special center and ask them to help you and pay them? They should help you in the examination or you start putting fear in your mind that, by the way, safe. This 105 that you got, which school will accept you? Which school want to accept you? Which school will carry you? You know, if you not pass this wire like this now, it's over. You have to wait, you know, another year. You start putting fear in your mind. Why is that? You just want to get your mind away from that message you heard on victory is yours, and for and preventing you from proclaiming the word of God and standing upon it. Then he brings different distraction just to achieve this. After he has done that, then you try to test your faith to see whether you still stand upon that word that you hear and still proclaim it, that, okay, victory is mine. I receive this word. It is mine. Victory is mine. You want to see whether you compromise, whether you actually take that idea of going to a special center, paying them, and getting expo during the exam, right? So those are like one of the tribulations. He doesn't want you to stand on the word. That's why he brings this kind of distraction. He doesn't want you to hold on to the word and stand upon it and proclaim it. So that's like his goal. So you know that, I'll pass that. So now, what's the purpose of doing all of this? His purpose is taking away the message you heard on victory is yours, like I said before, out of your mind so that you can be depressed. So depression comes in, if you allow it anyways, depression comes in, you start having, you start being scared of, it's like this thing will not work. Oh, am I sure that I can do this? I'm not even good at maths. I'm not, hey God, how can I even do this? Am I sure I can do this? It's like, I'll go and try this thing. No, maybe I will pay them, let them help me. Shall I not wait till next year? All right. Let's read Matthew 13, verse 21, please. NIV. NLT, sorry. All right. But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. So, the essence of this Bible verse is what I said earlier about you compromising. Like, if you don't have deep roots and you are not really, really strong in Christ, there's a possibility that you would most definitely compromise and try the other way around. So, the devil doesn't want you to hear the word of God and keep it, because he knows that if you keep it, you'll be blessed. If you keep it, your eyes will be opened. If you keep it, you will have more wisdom and understanding. If you keep it, you would come into the realization of the authority that you have. And because he knows that when that happens, he will be in trouble, because you'll be able to overcome his strategies, his temptations, and all of those things. So, all right. So here are some ways to retain the word of God after hearing it. Number one, write down what you want to remember. Actually, try your best to stay focused during the service. So number two, when you hear or read something that ministers to you, copy it down in a journal. Don't just let it go. Copy it down in a journal. Number three, meditate upon it. And meditate upon the word of God and scriptures. Number five. Sorry, am I too fast? Okay, let me start again. Sorry. Number one, write down what you want to remember. Number two, try your best. Number two, try your best to stay focused during the service. Because during the service, the devil brings different temptations through our thoughts and our mind. We always want to use our mind just to distract us. All right, number three, when you hear or read something that ministers to you, copy it down in a journal. Can I continue? Number four, meditate upon it, the word and the scripture. Meditate upon the word and the scripture. Number five, pray about it. Ask God's Spirit to mentor your mind, to constantly mentor your mind. All right. Number six, go back to the message and listen to it again. So this going back to the message and listening to it again really helps me a lot, because I realize that whenever I go back to a message and I listen to it again, there are some points that I will hear in that message that probably I'll just be like, but I was in this service. Now how come I not hear this part? The devil found a way to distract me when they said that part. So it's really, really helpful for us to always go back to the message and listen to it again. By the time you listen to it like 4 or 5 times, it will not even be sounding like a song in your ear. There are some of Maddie's message that I've listened to over and over again. And if I now play the message, she's about to start a prayer. I will know the next thing she wants to say, and I'll just be saying it to her. So it's already sounding like a song in my ear, because I've listened to it so many times, and some of the words are like, it has been stamped to my head already. So, I've said number six, Abby. We're in number seven. All right. Practice what you've been taught. By doing this, it becomes a part of you. The things you've been taught, try to implement it into different areas of your life so that it can become a part of you. That's talking about the Bible verses, if you are hearers and doers, and be hearers. Not don't be hearers alone, but also be doers. I don't know how that Bible verse was said. I'm saying rubbish. All right. Number eight, right? All right. Ask God for help, because you can't do it on your own. Not 2 minutes left. Number nine, listen to the Holy Spirit. Always. Always listen to the Holy Spirit. Don't be confused. Don't say, there was one voice was telling me that I should do it. One voice was telling me that I should not do it. We can tell the difference between good and bad. So you know when the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. Number 10, constantly go back to the Word of God. All right, that's all. So, this morning when I got to church and I thought about coming up here, my body started shaking. And I had to tell myself that, why should I be afraid of climbing this altar? I'm going to be talking to my brothers and sisters. And I just use an instant that if I'm talking to my brothers and my sisters at home, do I shake? Am I always afraid? No. So why should I be afraid of looking at our faces and talking to us? And immediately I got delivered. The old shaky thing and the old, I don't even know what to call it, just stopped. And I was okay. So that's just what I have for us today. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word that you have brought to us today. We pray that you would help us to keep these words and not lose it, even during trial times, in the name of Jesus. We pray that the Holy Spirit will constantly be a witness in our spirit and to always help us retain these words in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. When we hear the word of God, we will hold it and keep it, and it will be stamped to our head, to be stamped to our heart, in the name of Jesus. The devil will not take our joy away. The devil will not take our joy away. He will bring different strategies, but the Holy Spirit will help us to overcome it in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Thank you so much.
Amen.